This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. William Williams, the CEO of Bria Cell Therapeutics, Inc., an immuno-oncology-focused biotechnology company developing a targeted and safe approach to the management of cancer. He is here with us today to discuss new developments on a breast cancer vaccine, a timely topic as October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Dr. Williams, really good to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here, Eric. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, what is the current standard of care today for breast cancer, and what are the limitations of these treatments?
So it's a little bit complex with breast cancer because it depends on the type of tumor. There are tumors that are express something called HER2, and they're treated frequently with antibodies that bind to HER2 or other agents that act on that particular molecule in combination with chemotherapy. And then there are those tumors that don't express HER2. And then it depends on whether or not they express receptors for estrogen and progesterone. And if they do, then they're treated with hormonal therapy that target those receptors. But if they're not, so-called triple negative breast cancer, then it's predominantly chemotherapy is what's used right now, along with something relatively new called a CDK2/4 inhibitor, or 4/6 inhibitor, rather. And so, you know, these current treatments, unfortunately, have a lot of side effects. They do produce cures in some cases, but it's certainly not a majority. And a lot of patients, particularly those with metastatic breast cancer, will progress onward and need additional therapies. And that's where we come in.
Now, Dr. Williams, how does this BriaVax work against late-stage breast cancer?
So it works by harnessing the immune system. Anyone who's following what's happening in oncology therapeutics recently knows that immuno-oncology is the big thing. And basically what this does, the immuno-oncology drugs that are out there, they turn on the immune system so that it will recognize and reject the cancer. Unfortunately, some of them have side effects because they turn on the immune system in general, kind of like carpet bombing. And so you can get some collateral damage sometimes with autoimmune disease. What we have is a much more targeted approach because we stimulate the immune system to recognize the breast cancer itself. And we also feel that we may work well in combination with some of these other immunotherapies that are out there. So that's what we are aiming to do. We are aiming to use the patient's own immune system to reject the cancer.
Today we are briefly speaking with Dr. William Williams, the CEO of Bria Cell Therapeutics, Inc., an immuno-oncology-focused biotechnology company developing a targeted and safe approach to the management of cancer here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So continuing on, Dr. Williams, how does a breast cancer vaccine such as BriaVax address recurrent breast cancer?
So the way it addresses recurrent breast cancer is that by harnessing the power of the patient's own immune system to reject the cancer, then any recurrences of the cancer would also be recognized and rejected. This may require ongoing therapy with the vaccine and perhaps other combination therapies, but this is a very powerful way to address recurrence of breast cancer. By activating the patient's own immune system to recognize it and reject it.
And also out of curiosity, when will patients expect to be treated with a breast cancer vaccine?
So we're currently in clinical trials right now of BriaVax. We are recruiting patients who have recurrent advanced breast cancer. Our sites are in Florida, Florida Cancer Center, St. Joseph's Medical System in Santa Rosa, California, and up at Providence Health System in Washington State. So people can contact those sites or look for our listing on clinicaltrials.gov. Just put BriaCell or BriaVax in the search for ClinTrials and you'll find our trial, and you can get connected that way. But in terms of our development strategy, our current strategy is to establish or reestablish proof of concept, which we have already, and then to go on to a pivotal study so that we could file for a licensing application with the FDA around 2022 and hopefully get approved that year. So we hope to be on the market in about 5 years.
And certainly wish you all the best in making that happen and making that a reality. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or anything else you would like to add as we wrap things up here today?
Well, just, you know, as this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, our complete focus is on the patient, and we are doing our best to do what's best for our patients. In developing BriaVax, we think that we're going to be giving them a new therapeutic option that can be very powerful with limited side effects. That's our goal, and we are going to continue to work very hard for these patients who are suffering with breast cancer to give them a new and effective option.
Well, Dr. Williams, it certainly has been an honor and a pleasure to have had you, especially it being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the month of October, and we really do appreciate your time. I know you're very busy. If you would, before you go, tell us where we can get further information on BriaCell Therapeutics, Inc.
Just go to our website at BriaCell.com, and you can get plenty of information there. You can contact us, and I'm available to talk to people who are interested in one way or another, or to direct you in the correct direction if you're a patient looking to get into one of our studies. So thank you very much, Eric, and thank you for all you're doing here on eHealth Radio.
And thanks for those kind words. And again, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Dr. William Williams, the CEO of BriaCell Therapeutics, Inc., an immuno-oncology-focused biotechnology company developing a targeted and safe approach to the management of cancer. And to learn more, visit BriaCell.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.